Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. We will be embarking on a new series titled, Why the Old Testament Still Matters. Today, we're diving into a big question. Why is the Old Testament important to us today? Well, for many people, the Old Testament can feel distant, like it's just a collection of old laws and stories. But the truth is, it's still powerful, relevant, and filled with timeless truths that shape how we live and what we believe. Well, let's start with this. The Old Testament gives us wisdom, guidance, and hope. It's filled with stories that show God's power, His love, and His heart for people. You know, think of David facing Goliath in 1 Samuel 17, a young man with big faith and a small stone defeats a giant. Or Moses, leading the Israelites out of slavery in Exodus 14, a story of courage, obedience, and God's miraculous deliverance. These stories aren't just history. They teach us about faith, bravery, obedience, and trusting God in hard times. If you open your Bibles to Romans 15:4, it says, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Turn to 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. It tells us all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. That includes the Old Testament. It helps us grow in character, wisdom, and faith. The Old Testament also reveals what God is. In Malachi 3:6, it says, "For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O son of Jacob." We see that unchanging character throughout his pages. God is holy, just, merciful, and faithful. He's the same God who walks with us today. Amen. It also shows us our need for a Savior. Over and over, we read about sin, the way people turn from God, and the sacrifices made to restore that broken relationship. All of those point to Jesus. Hebrews 10:1 states, "For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never with these same sacrifices, which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect." That reality is found in Christ. Some laws, like the ones about sacrifices or ceremonies, were from ancient Israel, but the core moral teachings, like the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, still speak to us today. They call us to honor God, respect others, live truthfully, and pursue justice. Jesus himself summarized the law in Matthew 22:37-40. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Even the hard parts, like the failures of leaders and the struggles of God's people, remind us that we're not alone. The Old Testament is honest about human weakness, but it's also clear about God's grace and restoration. Psalms 103:10 says, "He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities." And don't forget this. Jesus used the Old Testament to explain his mission. In Luke 24:27, on the road to Emmaus, we read that, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." The whole Bible points to Jesus, and that includes the Old Testament. So, when you ask, why does the Old Testament still matter? Here's the answer. It shows us God's character. It reveals our need for redemption. It points directly to Jesus Christ, and it gives us wisdom and hope for everyday life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Old Testament, for the way it shows us who you are and reminds us of your promises. Through stories, we see your hand at work, even in hard times. We thank you for the commandments that guide us, for the Psalms that give us words to pray, and for the prophecies that point us to Jesus. May we treasure the Old Testament, not as a book of the past, but as a living word that still speaks to us today. Help us to learn, to grow, and to live with purpose. We confess that sometimes we ignore or overlook the Old Testament. We treat it like it's too hard to understand, too far removed from our lives. But today, we remember that all Scripture is inspired by you and useful for teaching, correcting, and training in righteousness. Help us not to skip the foundation of our faith, but to build on them with deeper trust and understanding. Thank you for revealing Jesus, not just in the Gospels, but through the entire story of Scripture. Help us to see the Old Testament not as something behind us, but as a foundation beneath us, pointing to Jesus, anchoring us in your story, and guiding us forward in faith. And finally, we thank you for your presence, for walking with us like you walked with Adam in the garden, leading us like you led Israel through the wilderness, speaking to us like you spoke through the prophets, and rendering us through Jesus, the promised Messiah. We praise you, we trust you, and we love you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on why the Old Testament still matters. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.